Hello. Let's see. Let's give it a couple minutes for some people to log on here. In the meantime, I will say welcome to the Scare Master Podcast, coming to you live from the Welsh living room. Lustrous Sir is the first one to log on. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Want to say hello. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Chris Bragg is on. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Going to give it just a minute or two. We're going to get started. Some crazy stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Nothing too scary. Well, it kind of is to me. A couple tales. We've got some other stuff in store. We've got a lot of interviews lined up. We've got a lot of sites to visit. So we're in the process of doing those and, posting them so that we'll have lots of content for you to view, whenever you can. The going live is pretty much just a way to keep you guys interested in our page, to share some of the stories. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Alec Yat, glad you are here. Jennifer, glad you are here. I'm going to rock this thing just a few minutes here. Sean, what's happening? So, a lot has been happening since our Wednesday night podcast. I've got a lot of inbox questions on my personal page about visiting this site or that site. Keep them coming because I'm writing down every one of them. I'm sending out requests to the owners of those buildings and things and seeing if we can get in there. Melanie, what's up? Melissa Jakeman, what's going on? Class of 91, go Knights. So, okay, we're going to go and get started. So, tonight I want to talk a little bit about some buildings downtown again, and then some little personal experiences that I had. So, when I first started with TMX, the building I was in was where, it's the old Manger Hotel, which is right across from the SunTrust building. The Manger Hotel is like on the first floor. You got Jimmy John's on the corner, and you got BB&T right there. So we were on the second floor. We had kind of a personal elevator that would go from the first floor to us. However, you had to use your card, your security card, for it to open. It doesn't matter if you were inside or outside. And in the beginning, I was on one section, and then about a month later, they moved me over to this elevator, and every now and then that elevator door would open, but it wasn't supposed to because you were supposed to have the card reader to let you in and out. So after a few times of that, I had asked my boss, I was like, hey, what's going on with this? And of course, you know, they all say the same thing, you know, it's haunted, you know. So I looked into it a little bit. Seems like a lot of people were saying that yes, that building is haunted. That's something I'm looking into. I know I used to stay till like 8 o'clock at night, and I'd be the only one in there. And that elevator would never open whenever you wanted it to, even with your card reader. So I had to take the other elevator or either take the stairs. But that was freaky. So my point being is then we moved across the street to the great big building right across. And then from there, we moved over again through the Regions Bank building that used to be SS Morrison's and everything, but it's like Regions Bank. But we were down in the basement. Now, I did some reading up since our last message because everybody knows Gracie. I told you all the stories about Gracie, and I thought it was weird and a coincidence that I didn't notice until I went live at Bonaventure the other day that when I did the Easter egg things, I had no idea that she had died just a couple days before Easter. So that may have something to do with it. I don't know. So everybody knows about Gracie and my stories that I've told about Gracie being down in the basement, down at the Regions Bank building. It was very, very spooky. So what I found out in doing some more research so that, because people were asking questions and I couldn't answer, is that there is a cellar down in there, which I know exactly what they're talking about. because it used to overflow with, we used to have to pump the septic tank down there all the time because they don't have actual plumbing in there. So we would have to pump the septic tank and things like that. But there was this long tunnel that ran through there and I could barely fit. And you sometimes you'd have to climb over certain things to get to where you wanted to go and whatnot. It's nasty, man. It was bad. So what I was reading was apparently that's where they used to keep old slaves down there chained up to the walls. Now, I did see on the side of the walls what looked like they used to house something heavy, like rings or something. I don't know. But apparently that's where they kept a lot of them, and you could hear a lot of moans coming from down there. I thought it was always old pipes because, again, where my office was pretty much located. When you went down into the cellar from the alleyway, you went down past where we were, down into that actual cellar. So, yeah, it's real creepy, man. But I want to tell you a story about a personal encounter that I had. So y'all know I was born in Savannah, but, then we moved to Columbia, South Carolina when I was like 6 months old or something. My dad got a job with a railroad, and so, you know, my grandfather retired from the railroad. So he, they said, you got to go to Columbia first for a few years, and then you can transfer it back. So the house we lived in Columbia, South Carolina, was haunted, like major haunted. It's over by where the Hungry, anybody from Columbia, any relatives there, I still got relatives that live there and some friends. The Hungry Fisherman is where we lived at, right around there. And I remember our landlords was these two old people, Mr. and Mrs. Snellgrove. And a funny story is, you know, it's funny now, but I guess it wasn't then. I guess I hurt their feelings. But when I was a little kid, they would always leave us little gifts, like for Christmas and stuff. And they left two gifts at Christmas, and my sister opens hers up, and she got a baby doll. Opened mine up, and I got a Bible. And I was like, all I got was this book. You know, again, I was probably only 4 or 5, so I didn't really know any better. But, you know, looking back at it, you know, it was kind of funny. Anyways, back to the house itself. So when you first walked into the house, there was the living room, and then to the right was the master bedroom. I think it was only a 2-bedroom house. It was real small, and an older house. But my dad worked the night shift, so he worked from like 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And it was pitch dark back then. I mean, it was so dark. And we used to, my mom used to have me and my sister sleep with her in the bed. I guess because she was scared or we were scared. So I remember, this happened several times, waking up, I was on the far left of the bed, and I remember waking up and looking out, and in, you could see right through the door into the living room. You could see everything. You see TV, we had this little rocking chair on the left, we had this other chair on the right, and everything, a couch and whatnot. And I remember looking out, and the TV was on. There was a man sitting like in the chair, like a not necessarily a recliner that we had, and then there was a little boy on the ground, just playing, watching TV, and then this lady came from the kitchen. There was a small hall that she came through, and she had like a tray of like sandwiches, and so I, you know, I couldn't believe what I was seeing here, and I was like, oh man, I didn't want to see this. So I kind of pulled the covers up, you know how you do when you get scared. You know, you just kind of pull the covers up here, and was scared, and I didn't want to look. Well, I got hot, and so I was like, you know, maybe I was just dreaming or something. So when I pulled them down, they were standing at the door, and they were just looking in at me. The man, the lady, and the little boy was peeking around the door jam, looking inside the bedroom and just staring at me. This happened 3 or 4 times that I can remember. Little did I know until growing up later, and if my sister is watching, she can vouch for it, is that she saw the same thing. My mom said she saw them all the time. Well, apparently as we got older, we also found out who we think the man, the lady, and the little boy is. Little boy used to be, his name was Joey. Some believe that he may have been my Uncle Bubba's son or something. So we think it was him who died. He, him and his mom, and we believe the mom was his mother, but I believe they died in a fire in their home. So it was real sad. And the man, I believe, was a friend of, I can't remember, if my mom's watching, if you want to comment on here and tell us, but, you know, they used to come and visit. I don't know why. It seems like a long way to go. But anyway, so that was always a scary deal to us. I do know that a lot of times you would see stuff at the back of the house, and a ladder. I can remember a ladder falling and going right back up. One night, you know, it was weird. So some scary things happened there. Now going back to Georgetown, I had some other people talk about, way back in the Grove Point Road section again, and, talking about some slave quarters back there or whatnot. I don't remember any of that. I never saw any of that. But they claim that a lot of that stuff back there was haunted. I will tell you that, I rode by the other day, but I wasn't able to get video, but I will, of the cemetery that is still in those woods. And I'm hoping somebody will be outside so that we could talk to them about, you know, they didn't move those graves. I don't care what they say down Grove Point Road. They built them houses right on top of there. It's pretty freaky, pretty scary. So give a quick shout out here to a few people real quick before we start moving along, because I want to appreciate y'all checking us out. So Melanie's here again. Let's see, Carolyn's here, my cousin Mark, my cousin Emmett. Hey, Karen. My sister's here watching. Scott, what's happening? Natalie, what's happening? Now, Natalie, she grew up in G-Town with us. I don't know if she's still here. Natalie, if you're still here, give me a thumbs up. Me and her brother used to hang out in Georgetown a lot when we were teenagers and kids. You know, weird stuff, man, what happened back in Georgetown days. I'm going to probably be checking Rich out and seeing what's going on with him. We'll give you some updates on some other stories that we're working on. I just wanted to reach out to you guys tonight. I've got some good stories that I'm saving for tomorrow. So tonight was just a kind of, hey, thanks for watching. Stay tuned and just wait till tomorrow at 8:00. But you're really going to be surprised on what we got going on. I think Moody's been working on her Sasquatch yells. That's a werewolf. So we're going to try to work on some Sasquatch yells. If you can do a Sasquatch yell, upload it, please. Love to put them together and shoot them out. If you've got any type of ghost stories, personal, that happened to you, your family member, or anyone, let me know. So real quick, my grandpa Knight, my grandma Knight used to live over off of Apache and Mohawk on the corner over there. And we always called it the old house before they built the new house, right? So the old house that we would stay in, man, there was these woods behind there. It was so creepy. I know my Aunt Jackie and myself used to see this man that used to sit in a rocking chair in the living room of the old house, and he would be smoking, you know, a pipe or something, and he would leave. And then, you know, we didn't talk about this until years later. I was almost probably in my early 20s, and we talked about it. Never seen a picture of my great-great-grandpa, my great-great Knight, and I got into genealogy and I found a picture and I was like, oh man, that looks like I've seen that man before. Well, when I uploaded it on Facebook one time, my Aunt Jackie was like, that's the man I used to see. So it's weird that that's who we used to see in that house. Not to make anybody in my mom's family mad, but he was a very, very mean man. They lived in McRae, Georgia. He was very, very mean. The preacher wouldn't start church until he got there. That's how mean he was. He was so mean that he used to really, that should say, he was not a nice person, put it that way, to his family. I will tell you that he was so mean that my grandpa's brother shot him 6 times and emptied the gun and made sure he was dead. That's how bad. And I can tell you, his wife picked the gun up, reloaded it, and said, here, shoot him some more. That's how bad it was. Luckily, he got off. He took his hat, put it on the fence post, shot it. When the sheriff got there, the sheriff was also a family member. They said it was self-defense. He shot, and then he shot back. So, yeah, crazy stories, man. His Uncle Jack, the reason what I'm leading up to is that, so up in McRae, Georgia, it's supposedly really haunted. There's this old cemetery up there. My great-great-grandpa had a brother, and his brother's name was Jack. Jack was meaner than him. He was so mean. He got drunk on Christmas Eve and beat his wife. He's beat his wife all the time and, beat her so bad that she left, walked down and, told her dad, and her dad got the brothers, and they went down there and, cut his head off, threw it underneath the house, set the house on fire. All this is leading up to something. So all they found was the head underneath and the body laying out in the somewhere all burned up and crispy. So they buried them, all of them where they died and everything. They buried them in this section of the woods way out, and it's spooky. We went out there probably when I was like 14, 15, and took a bunch of pictures and stuff, and you could see a lot of apparitions in the photos. If Daddy or Mama or Aunt Jackie, anybody that's on here that went out there, Uncle Junior, everybody, everybody that took photos, there was probably 3 or 4 of us taking pictures. Back with the old 110 cameras, the Kodaks, you saw faces in the graves. You saw mist, like blue mist. It looks like figures. It was really, really creepy. I went back about 10 years ago to check it out. They had cleared all the land except for around there. So when my great-great-grandpa died, he used to have these like indentured servants, and he had a favorite one. His name was Spider. And so when he died, he had left some stuff to Spider, and the family pretty much split it up, but they couldn't do anything with the land. They couldn't do anything with the house. The house was so haunted that the indentured servants ended up burning it down. They said that Old Man Knight, is what they called him, was coming and haunting them. And they couldn't stay there. They couldn't stay out in the barn in their shacks that they had out there. It was too creepy. So they burned everything down. Now, between my great-great-uncle Jack and my great-great-grandpa being so mean, they said, yeah, again, they were so mean that the preacher wouldn't start church until they got there. Because one day, I guess the preacher had said something like they had gotten a little late because something happened to one of the mules or something. So he walked up there and pistol-whipped the preacher and then told him, you can start now. So they were some mean dudes back then, man. I think that their souls have not rested, and that's what's going on today up in McRae. I plan on taking a trip up there. I'm going to go to that cemetery and take some pictures. Hopefully, we'll get some good stuff. I will tell you an update on some equipment. My dad is ordering a ghost box, so hopefully we can get some sounds off of that. That'll be awesome. If you are interested in going with us to, not necessarily an investigation, I don't like calling them that. It's more or less of a, hey, we're going to go check this stuff out. you're more than welcome to come if we have room. There will be rules, you know, take it seriously. No provoking the spirits and things like that. Several issues, whatnot. So I want to thank y'all for watching. I do have some t-shirts. I got to give a shout out to my buddy, Robert Madrano. He's going to be hooking up some t-shirts coming out soon. And we got some other things. So be prepared tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I will be going live with some fresh new stories for you guys. So tonight, if you're looking for a good scary movie, what's a good scary movie, Moody?
I don't know.
She don't know. So, Nick, what's happening? I see you on Shannon. What's happening? I hope you and Jimmy are watching and doing good. Again, and I'm repeating myself a little bit here. If you have a story that you've heard about that is supposedly haunted and you want me to check it out and do some research on it and go to it, I'll be more than happy. I will tell you tomorrow, I'll probably run by Bonaventure. There's a couple spots I want to go there. I'm not going live, but I'm going to do some videos, and then I'll end up posting them for you guys to watch, which will lead up to some stories for tomorrow night. I got to give a shout out to my nephew Jay, who graduated today from Effingham. Good job. They did the car drive-through. I know Illustrious Sir had a daughter graduate as well. Congratulations to her, and congratulations to all the graduates out there. And let's not forget the GED class of 2020. Congratulations as also. So tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock p.m., for some more scary stories. And as we say, Moody, you got a sense?
To scare you there.
We hope to scare you there. Stay spooky, Savannah.